All right, we now want to continue our look back at last night's State of the Union address. Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times, is with us to break down President Obama's remarks on the economy. Hey, Joe, listen to this flourish from President Obama. I really want to get you to react to this cut.
When Americans talk about folks like me paying my fair share of taxes, it's not because they envy the rich. It's because they understand that when I get a tax break I don't need and the country can't afford, it either adds to the deficit or somebody else has to make up the difference.
Joe, isn't that 2012 election tax policy, social contract, and a swipe of Mitt Romney all in one cut?
It sure is. you got a great sneak preview of the coming re-election campaign. And, of course, it happened a day after Mitt Romney revealed that he paid 13.9% taxes on I think it was 20-some-odd million dollars just last year. So it is a huge contrast. And there's no question the Republicans will call it class warfare. There's no question that the president and the Democrats will say it's a matter of simple fairness.
Did you see so we all heard President Obama talk about shared sacrifice. It wasn't the first time. We all saw Warren Buffett's secretary in the gallery with the first lady, the sort of face of the Buffett rule. The president make a spirited defense of his weaknesses, a weak economy, and a country that thinks the country's we're on the wrong track?
Well, think about it this way. So much of this reelection will hinge on the state of the economy itself. And so he's trying to make the point that the economy is getting better. And objectively, it is. The unemployment rate keeps ticking downward the last 3 or 4 months. And if it continues to do that, he's in good shape. If it doesn't, he's not.
Steve from Boston Joe says, I'm not a Romney supporter, but can we please stop complaining about a guy who used his skills and intelligence to earn lots of money and who pays a lot more in taxes than most of us ever will? Give Caesar what is Caesar's. And if you have a problem with the tax code, vote. There it is, Joe. There's from one listener on the takeaway.
President Obama is very clear on this. If you make more than $1 million, he believes you should pay a tax rate of 30%. Mitt Romney paid 13.9%. It's as clear as day. The question is, you know, what is Caesar actually owed? And that's what will be fought over.
It certainly will. That's Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times, joining us just to get a wrap-up on last night's State of the Union address. We want to hear what your State of the Union is, where you stand in 2012. Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry and Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.